Still to come, claims about the need for vitamin B12 supplementation. But let's stay with the brain and the environment. Autism is a brain disorder which profoundly affects children's development in communication, social interaction, and their behaviour. And the behaviour problems include having restricted interests, inflexible thinking, and repetitive actions. An enormous area of controversy has been whether the immune system is involved in autism, which is the question being pursued by Carlos Pardo, who's Associate Professor of Neurology and Neuropathology at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore.
Parents of children with autism report that in some situations, fever, infections, or other environmental factors eventually modify the behavior of children affected by the disorder. We think that immunological factors may be implicated, and the report also of potential infections that have produced autistic-like behavior in some children also raise concerns that immunological factors may play a role as a cause of autism.
These are brain infections like viral encephalitis. Autism isn't easy to study. For one thing, it's a mix of conditions along a spectrum, which includes children who are intellectually delayed and seriously disabled, as well as those with normal or high intelligence, but still who have communication, social and behavioural issues. One group that Carlos Pardo and his colleagues are interested in have what's called autism regression, where their condition deteriorates. But he thinks if the immune system is involved, it's more broadly. They've taken two approaches in their research, studying the brains of people with autism who have died, as well as the immune system of young children who start off well but deteriorate, the regressive form.
So probably 20 or 30% of patients with autism may experience that type of regression. Now, we are very interested in studying the immunological factors because that is where precisely the immune factors may play a role. We have the hypothesis that those factors influence the pattern of regression. We are studying in blood and spinal fluid markers of inflammation for detecting if the magnitude of inflammation in those patients is greater as compared with other patients or typical developed children.
And what have you found?
Well, so far, there is indication that some of those patients may have biomarkers of inflammation. We have identified, for example, one protein that is called macrophage chemoattractor protein, also called CCL2. That protein is very well known in immunology to be a chemoattractant of monocytes that are special cells in the blood that participate in the first phase of immunological response.
So it whistles up the immune system, the substance.
Right, exactly. In our studies of spinal fluid, that has been so far one of the proteins that have been prominently expressed. Interestingly, in our original studies in neuropathology, when we perform a molecular analysis of brain tissues of children with autism, we also found the same protein to be highly expressed in those tissues.
Now, even if these findings are real, it's easy to be misled. Carlos Pardo is really finding an immune system in some children which is more twitchy and reactive in the brain. There's no evidence of the immune system actually attacking the brain. It's more of an inflammation.
The interesting association with autism is the target, the brain regions that inflammation may target. For example, we know that in the brain there are areas of susceptibility for autism. And what we have found is that there are some of those areas that are also more susceptible to inflammation. We, for example, have found that one area of the brain that is called anterior cingulate gyrus, that is extremely important for sociability and communication, appear to be abnormal in patients with autism. That is one of the areas in which our neuropathological studies demonstrate presence of inflammation.
The question is whether it's an innate response driven by genes or it's triggered by maybe something in the mother during pregnancy.
There is ongoing evidence now that there are prenatal environmental factors. For example, we know very well that mothers of patients with autism have a higher incidence of autoimmune disorders. Or we have now evidence that mothers of patients with autism may have autoantibodies in the bloodstream that may target brain tissues.
And what the genes, which are increasingly being identified in association with autism, may be doing is making the child susceptible to these immune factors. A lot of this ties into the growing evidence that in the brain, the immune system helps to sculpt and mould the developing child's nervous system. Of course, the risk here is that this research plays into misguided notions of autism. For instance, that it's caused by vaccines, which it's not.
That issue is extremely important because, unfortunately, the link between autism and immune system has been misinterpreted by many people. People believe that autism is an autoimmune disorder. No, it's not. Autism is a disorder in which immunological factors may play a role. The misunderstanding is that the immune system is an attack system. The immune system is just there to maintain homeostasis, or in other words, to maintain the equilibrium. And there is no definite word that the immune system is reacting against the brain.
And if it were to be part of the pathology of the disease rather than just some phenomenon that occurs because you've got autism rather than being related to the disease itself, what therapeutic options might there be?
We need to understand first if the immune system is really producing a damage. If we demonstrate that, obviously we need to act in protecting the brain. We tried, for example, an interesting approach. One of the observations that we had is that one cell in the brain that is called microglia was overactive.
These are the sporting cells.
Right. These are the cells that react to any type of change in the brain. So what we found, for example, is that in the brain of patients with autism, there is an overwhelming amount of these cells. So the question is, are these cells there because are producing damage or they are producing a benefit? So there is a medication that has been used in other neurological disorders for controlling the magnitude of microglial activation. It's an antibiotic that is called minocycline. It's a very old antibiotic. This antibiotic was discovered to minimize microglial reaction. So we did a trial at the National Institute of Health using this medication in a pilot trial, see if there was any effect on children with autism. And the answer was no.
So it's back to the drawing board. Carlos Pardo is Associate Professor of Neurology and Neuropathology at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore.